us high. Yes, you are the Lord. Oh. Yourself unto us, grant us access. The entrance of your word gives light. Understanding we don't, but we step into the aura of your spirit. I commend each and every soul tonight into your care, Lord, that you give us the grace, that the eye of understanding might comprehend what you have in store for us. The saints are gathered in your name. We say, Lord, give us grace. Give us access by the unctioning of your spirit. Anoint my lips that your word will go forth in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And all of you say, Amen. Kindly have your seat. For some weeks now, I've been meditating on something. And then all of a sudden, I just see, a lot of young pastors from the West African region, they come to Ghana. And anytime they come to Ghana, they go to our fathers. When I say the fathers of the sun, you know them, isn't it? Some of you know their names. You know them. Dr. Otabel, Reverend Archbishop Duncan Williams, Reverend Ajinasari, Kwantiankra, Ampia Kofi, the fathers of the land. And something strange happens, that when they come, they visit them depending upon their relationship. And then I see something. All of you say, I see something. You know, by virtue of the nature of my job, I observe things and try to follow a trend. And then before you realize, I'm putting statistical analysis to it. It's the nature of my job, so I have become like that. So forgive me sometimes. Then I realized that when they come, they go, and then these men of God lay hands on them. Okay? And these are sharp guys. When they go, they lay hands on them, and then they pray for them. So I was asking, what does this mean? So the Spirit of the Lord told me a lot of things. And then one thing that he asked me to study is that a generation is facing away and another one is rising. So, you know, I always want to relate everything to the life of Christ, okay? And so I said, hang on, what is the Spirit of the Lord trying to tell us? And he said, look at the last life of Christ. When I say the last life, all of you see the last life. The last moments of Christ. And if we are able to look at it, then it will give us an understanding on the dispensation which is ending and the dispensation which is going to start, isn't it? So tonight we're going to start some. Pastor, with all due respect, I think Wednesday is teaching service and then Friday is the prayer service. But we'll still pray. Amen. Amen. So we'll do some small teaching and then we'll pray. Amen. But as Pastor Gabriel came here and we were worshiping, I didn't want to prolong, but what the Spirit of the Lord asked me to tell you people, including Pastor Gabriel, say, your strength is not the too much of the offense in attack, in prayer, but your over-reliance on God. So tonight, I want all of you to have a total reliance on God. Let somebody see you and say, you are over-relying on God. Tell your friend, over-rely on God. Your total dependence should be on God. Amen. 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 And we are safe in the name of God. We've prayed. You say, when we pray, we should believe that when we pray, he does what? When we pray, he does what? When we pray, he does what? Amen. And I don't want any of you to leave this room with an iota of what? Doubt. Amen. We are safe. Pastor Gabriel, you go in and you come out. Pastor Kojo will go in and you come out. Yourself, you go in and you come out. Your whole household will go in and they'll come out what? Safely. So, tonight we're going to do a Bible study and then we'll pray. Amen. And then I want to title A Look at the Last Moment of Jesus' Life. That's the title. So, the whole of the last moment of Jesus' life can be located in Luke chapter 22 to 23. So, I don't know, but I see gradually the saints getting weak. Amen. I see gradually the saints getting weak. You see somebody runs out and is gasping for water. Amen. They are tired. So I was asking myself, why are they tired? It's a myriad of issues. You understand? Some job, some are looking for jobs, some are looking for wives. It's a whole lot. You name them, isn't it? We call it the vicissitudes of life. Some want money, some want house. Always there's something that you need, aren't you? Aren't you? Oh, Charlie, come with me, aren't you? But have you paused one bit? Do you realize that all those things is to satisfy the flesh? How many of you know that? How many of you know that? A good car, a nice wife, a nice husband is to satisfy what? The flesh and feel good. And it's also good in a way. There's no problem about that. But more often than not, we become so much polarized with these things that before we realize, our life from Monday to Friday is all about what? It's all about what? It's all about what? Oh no, come, this teaching service. It's all about what? What? But they are good, okay? I mean, having a nice vehicle is good. When I'm coming to this evening, I didn't galley. I drove, so it looks good, isn't it? Don't misquote me. That Pastor Ankara say material. No. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm saying that if you don't take time before you realize, you have become what? Polarized with those things, and then you forget the first principles. I was chatting with Pastor this afternoon, and I was giving him some hint of what I want to teach. All of you say first principles. All of you say first principles. First principles mean these, the things that has to come first. Are you honest what I'm saying? All of you here like Banku and Emomi floor, isn't it? Banku and okra stew. How many of you like the stew or the soup? Which of you like the soup? Raise up your hand, let me see. The soup. Okay. The Banku and the okra soup. Okay. How many of you like the Banku and the stew? The okra stew. Okay. Now, do you know that as we are standing here, when I try to go into the details, some of you will change your mind. That instead of the soup, you ask for the stew. Now, the stew, when my stew, okra stew, I like it with garden eggs, with snails, with crab, with wele, with dry fish. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? With a hint of tolobifi. Are you understand what I'm saying? You see, now your mouth is wetting. You see, your appetite is wetting. You understand what I'm saying? And then the okra soup, I like akpavivi. And then I like kobe inside. And then some hint of kako. Are you understand? Now you see that some of you, so is it soup or you see, now your mind is changing. You understand what I'm trying? Now, so anything that you love, you need to have time to look into what? The details. So if material things are good, I'm fine. But look into what? The details. The moment you start looking at the details, then it can shape your vision. It can shape your perception. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. I'm going to run fast, so listen. 40 major things happened to Jesus in Luke chapter 22. So write it. Number one. In Luke chapter 22, that is the last lap of Jesus' life. In chapter 22, number one, Jesus predicted Peter's denial. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? That's the number one. Number two, Jesus talked about what kind of supplies will you have for the road of life, for the journey of life, for your sojourning. Number three, he prayed in the garden of what? In the garden of what? Hey, in the garden of what? He prayed in the garden of what? He prayed in the garden of Gethsemane, isn't it? How many times? Different mood, different locations, different intent, different topics, different intensity, different aura, different posture, isn't it? Is that it? So he prayed. Remember that. We'll come to that. Then, number five. Peter denies Jesus and wept bitterly. Did he? Do you remember that? Oh, please. You are preaching. You are teaching with me. Now, number six. Did you remember Jesus was mocked and beaten? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? How many lashes? How many lashes? 39. They mocked him. You know what they did? They blindfolded him. Then this one hit him. They were asking, who hit you? Then they were making fun of him. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? And do you also remember he went through all this because of you? Do you remember that? Okay. Let's go ahead. So, number seven. Did you remember he faced the Sanhedrin? Are you writing these points? Okay. Number eight. Do you remember that he was betrayed, arrested? Also, do you remember that? Do you remember he was betrayed? Now, have you betrayed him of late, one of these days? Do you look at yourself? Pause. Just look at yourself. Did you betray him in the last 2 weeks, last week, yesterday, today? Now, I want to see show of hands, those who know they have betrayed him in one way or the other. Let me see your hand. No, raise it. I'll tell you something. So those who hands are down, you are perfect, right? You never betrayed him throughout the week, throughout the... You never did, is it? You never did. Oh, relax. You'll get somewhere. How many of you believe they never betrayed him? For the past 2 weeks, for the past week, since Monday, yesterday, today, they never betrayed him. Let me see by show of hands. You never betray Jesus. Now, all of you sitting here, do you remember last Sunday when you were worshiping, even last Friday? You said, Lord, I love you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, you have all my heart. Did you say that? No, did you say that? But after that, when you look at your life, have you loved him with all of your heart? Have you done 100%? Have you done perfectly? So you betrayed him. Because you promised him. When a girl is promised by a young guy, and the first time they went out, when he was going to the house, he said, the 1,000, just get this small money, 1,000 small money. And then they got married. And then now when he asked for 200 CDs, now we see that now last week the amidman we see that now then accounting. That's betrayal. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? But all of you say we never betray Jesus, but we'll see whether we've betrayed him or not tonight. Amen. Amen. And then what else? What else? Let's jump to 23 so that we'll be fast. 23. What did he do? Did he face Herod? Remember, he faced Herod. Did he face King Herod? Was he taken to the Praetorium or whatever they call him? And then they say, this is Jesus. This is, Barnabas or what? What's the name? Is it Barnabas or Barsabbas? Barabbas. Good. And then they said, no, we want release unto this man for us to kill. Release Barabbas. And then crucify him. Isn't it? Have you stood Jesus in front of a Praetorium and chose to do something instead of loving Jesus? Have you done that before? How many of you have traded Jesus like that before? Hey, then we have a perfect church here. Perfect church. Okay, bless God. We'll see. We have a perfect church. So, did you see that they put thorns on his head and then they wrote King of Kings, and they say he's not King of Kings. He said he's the King of Kings. You remember that? Do you remember that? Eh? And that thorn, that crown that was put on his head. Do you know that you might carry a glory? He did that for you, that you might carry a glory. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? That's why when you do your pony, it looks beautiful. When you do your rasta, it looks beautiful. And you yourself, you walk, because there's a crown of glory upon your life, isn't it? But do you also remember that he went ahead and died? How many of you remember that? That he died? Did he die? In whose place? In whose place? So the first time you got born again, did you confess to him that, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died in my place, and I want to give my life to you? You say, Lord, strengthen me from my inner man that I will serve you. How about the serving? How is the serving going on for the meantime? How has it been going on? It's good. Really? Okay. No problem. Smooth. No questions. No challenges. Is it smooth? Is the going smooth, bro? Very smooth. Hey, bless God. Is it smooth? It's working. It's work in progress. You see, don't try to brutalize things to me tonight. Talk to me. So how is it going? Yes? Solis, how is it going? Bafo, how is it going? How is it going? Work in progress. Okay. There were no tough calls. Has there been tough calls? So why are you pretending as if everything is smooth? Amen. Amen. You, You know why I'm asking all these questions? You know why? I'm asking because I see the church. When I say the church, don't think of Tantra Hilo. I see the church, you understand, panting. You know why? Because it's getting tough. So when it's getting tough, then we have to pause to re-energize ourselves. That is what I've come to do tonight. I have come to re-energize you. Are you honest what I'm saying? By the time you leave here tonight, by the time we finish Sunday, you will be rejuvenated. Amen. Your first love is going to come back. Are you honest what I'm saying? Your strength is going to come back. Amen. Your renewal will be signed off by the Spirit of God. Your joy will be replaced, will be restored, will be reestablished in the name of Jesus. Whatever is slowing you down, there will be an end to it. Someone say amen. Someone say amen. Some of you are going to smile again. Say, I'm going to smile again. Say, Jesus, I see you on the throne. Jesus, tonight you are coming into my life to re-energize me, to re-establish me in the name of Jesus. But you see, the major battle that we are fighting is not what sometimes we see. You are not the target. All of you say, I'm not the target. The target is that God is about to do something in your life, and Satan wants as much as practicable to stop it. Satan is against God. So by extension, if you are a child of God, then he is against you. Amen. Amen. But these days, he doesn't come. No, he's not coming that way. In fact, sometimes he's coming as what? An angel of what? Light. Oh, today, yesterday when I went to church, I don't feel it. That is from the pit of hell. Because you don't come here for any man. You don't come here because of a pastor. You don't come here because of Pastor Gabriel. You don't come here because of Pastor Ankara. You come here because this is an association of the gathering of the saints where God is exalted, where the word of God is disseminated, and we take it and we grow here a little, there a little, line upon line, here a little, there a little, precept upon precepts. We come through this room to come and sit down to receive what? Grace. Say, I come to church to receive grace. I don't come to church to look at things. I come to church to look to Jesus seated on the throne. And today I charge all of you. You come to church, you smell, you prompt, you primp, you twist, you turn, you flip, you flop. Stop it. Say, I resign. I resign all these faults. Lord, tonight, help me. Lord, tonight, forgive me. Lord, tonight, encourage me in the name of Jesus. That spirit of pettiness, tonight, I revoke it in the name of Jesus. You come to the throne room so that you might receive what? Grace. Amen. Now you ask me, Pastor Ankara, where are you going? The disciples were behaving the same way you are behaving tonight. Amen. Instead of them looking at the grace of God, they were relying on their physical tenacity. Amen. Then Peter started cutting people's ear rather than looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. When they were seated on the Lord's table and Jesus said, someone is going to betray me. Hey, who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Instead of praying, he said, Lord, help me. Instead of praying, he said, Lord, give us the grace. They are trying to point fingers. That's what the disciples were doing. They were doing. They were looking at themselves. They were pointing fingers. Instead of what? Praying, discerning, to see the grace of God. Amen. All of you, point your fingers at me. Point your fingers at me. The rest point at who? You don't point your finger with two hands. You point with one. So all of you, point it at me. One, go. The rest point at who? So 80% of the issues that we complain about comes from who? The best thing we can change is to change ourselves. Amen. Once you change, I change, she change, he change, she change, then the whole system become what? Changed. Amen. Amen. So the disciples were pointing fingers. They did it to the garden of what? Gethsemane. When Jesus said, "Tarry ye with me." Amen. When Jesus said what? "Tarry ye with me." And then by the time they realized they are dozing, they are dozing. And then he come and flip them. "Can't you wait a little while with me?" And they are dozing. You know why? At the time that they should gather strength, they were gossiping. At the time that they should gather strength, they were murmuring. At the time that they should gather strength, they were pointing fingers. At the time that they should gather strength, they were marking scripts. They were marking grammar. They were looking. They were looking at the steps. They were even looking at the dress of the pastor. They were looking at the dress of the chorister. Instead of receiving grace. So by the time that they needed that strength, there was no strength. There was no strength. The strength is gone. They were snoring. Amen. Amen. And some of us behave like Peter. They came. They say, "Peter, do you love me?" "Abba, you ba?" What kind of question is that? "I have left all this lucrative fishing business and I'm following you for 3 years. It be now you go tell me, say, do I love you?" So now instead of listening with what? Humility. Instead of listening with what? The spirit of what? Humility. So that you discern. Now tonight, let me tell you something. Anytime there is a question or there's an issue, and you see yourself, and this Bible said, and Satan entered into Judas. Satan entered him. When you start nosing, you become vulnerable and Satan will enter into you. Satan entered into Peter. "Lord, I will kill myself for you." 3 times he denied Jesus. Some of you are telling me tonight, "I don't betray Jesus. I've never betrayed him." 3 times before the cock crow. No, I deny. Look at Judas. 30 shekels of silver. And the Bible says, and Satan entered. And sometimes, I'm not saying this church, I'm sorry. I'm not saying this church. I have seen people high and low. I have seen Satan enter them. I saw it. He entered them. And they are playing. Even some of them, they have become. How many of you realize, when was the last week? If you look at my status, I wrote publicity junkies. How many of you saw it on my status? You saw my. Did you ask me why? Instead, they think they are ministry. They are performing. They are not ministry. They are performing because I've seen Satan enter into them. So when they come, they are coming to advertise themselves. Not the glory of God, not Jesus. They are not coming to lift up Jesus. They come to advertise themselves. You see some of them in the social media. Satan has entered them. God give them small grace. They release one album, they release two albums. Then you see, now you see their TikTok and they are cutting 1 minute to 10 seconds. Satan has entered. people that Satan has entered them. Great men of God, they will stand and lie. Satan has entered them. Tonight, I release you. I release each and every single soul here. And Satan, I say the blood of Jesus is against you. I revoke every spirit. In the name of Jesus. I saw it. And you think it's something. That Satan has entered them. I don't want to go too deep, but I'm giving you a gist of what we'll do on Sunday. Now, then they went on. Patrick, they went on. All of you say they went on. Say they went on. And Jesus, Peter, Satan, seek to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. Tonight, I have prayed for you. He seek to sift you as wheat. He seeks to separate you from the grace of God. Now, you know what? Now, he's giving you an intelligence, knowledge, that you question everything. And you don't have answer for nothing. You don't have experience for anything. And yet, he has entered you and you question everything on the surface of this planet. Anytime you see you questioning, even in the house of God, he has entered you. And you need to show him the exit. Say, I show you the exit. I resign. Tonight, I resign. Say, tonight, I resign. I'm going back to my first love. Tonight, I receive grace. Tonight, I'm empowered. Tonight, I'm encouraged. Tonight, my joy is restored. In the name of Jesus. It says, Satan, to sieve you as wheat. But I've prayed. Hey, when I say I've prayed, I want you to respond. But I've prayed. For you have prayed. In the name of Jesus. Even the way you sit down and you do, show me you have symptoms of Satan entering into you. That's a symptom. Because nothing moves you. Nothing moves you. You have become a big man. Now, you understand? Sometimes if the coat, then he chucked the coat. And then he crossed the legs. And then he look at it. And he look at that. But I've prayed. Release yourself. See, I release myself. You see, when you became born again, you remember when you became born again, anything gingers you, and that thing has never stopped on my life, in my life, into my life. Everything about God gingers me. When you lack that gingering, he's attempting to enter into you, but close that door. Tonight, say, I resign. Say, tonight, I resign. Tonight, I resign. My joy is coming again. My strength is coming again. My encouragement is coming again. In the name of Jesus. You see, but whatever is around you is either infecting you or affecting you. Amen. Amen. Tonight, I was telling Kofi, Tona, I told Kofi, I have a selection. I'm going to put it on a pen drive. When we come to church, Kofi, look at me. When we come to church, a church has not started. You play a certain music. When we close church and it's no meeting, and you sit and gossip and I catch you. You know why? I have seen literally people have come to church. They have received grace and they have left this door empty. They have left the environment empty. You know why? after church. They talk, they talk, they gossip, they talk, they ask, they flip, they flop, and they go empty. Say, I resign. Say, I resign. Hey, now who pass on it? And then preaching woman, he say, me and me the crowd. He has entered into you. He has entered into you. And tonight, you want to tell him, I resign. Say, I resign. Say, I resign. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I said, the battle that we are fighting is not about you. It's because God is going to use you to do something beautiful. So you are a target. You are a target. Because he's going to use you to do something beautiful in this life. In the environment. In your life. In the members of your family. In your office. So you are what? A prime target. So once you know that you are a target, it positions you that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. But thank God. All of you say, thank God. Say, thank God. But thank God. From tonight, but he said, but we put on the whole armor of God. We are going to put on what? The whole armor of God. Thank God. We have an armor. And our armor is complete. Our breastplate is put in righteousness. It's in situ. Sometimes when we mine, we have something we call alluvia. Onunamo, tafia konkonsa gold. But we have something we call in situ. You go to the underground. We shine poly 24 carats. Amen. It's not bele bele konkonsa breastplate. Bola bed. Amen. You should know that you are what? A prime target. God, tell your friend, God is about to use you to do something beautiful in this life. Amen. Can you smile? All of you, look at me and smile. Just smile. Now I'm giving you 5 minutes, just laugh. Say, thank God. Say, thank God. Say, Jesus, we see you on the throne. Tonight, our joy is restored. Tonight, our joy has been established. Tonight, we take the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness. We come out, the shield of faith. Yes, our feet are prepared, are established. Let praise this, even the gospel of peace. Tonight, as I resign, I enter. Some of you say, somebody look at me. Say, Uncle Chris. Don't call pastor. I want you to feel me. Say, Uncle Chris. Say, Brother Chris. If you think you are around my age, if you are 40 and above, say Chris. Or you call me Nyakwe. Say, Nyakwe. Say, Nyakwe. We enter. Tonight. We enter. Tonight. I want you to say it 7 times. Tonight. I want you to hit your ground. Tonight. We enter, we enter. As we resign, we enter, we enter, we enter, we enter, we enter into the throne room of grace in the name of Jesus. We enter. When you see a friend, say, we enter. We enter in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tell your friend, God is about to do something beautiful out of your life in the name of Jesus. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter 5:8. Can we read one? Go. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Amen. Our adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. He wants to devour us. But he says he doesn't come with teeth. He doesn't come with machete. He doesn't come with guns. He comes to attack our mindset. He comes to attack our conscience. Amen. Amen. So if he attacks our conscience, how are we going to fight it? Our fight is not our offense. I bind you. Let's go to Romans 12. Let's go to Ephesians 10, 6 verse 10. Quickly, please. Let's go to Ephesians 10 first. Now, let's read one. Go. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Amen. Amen. Verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. How many of you know we are in the evil days? We are in the evil days. It's attacking our mindset. Now let's go to Romans 12. Romans 12. Let's go to Romans 12. One, go. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So look at it. Look at it. Right now, you are not going to kill yourself, okay? But you are going to be what? A living sacrifice. Now you are not going to be offered as goat to be slaughtered and the blood used for what? Penance. But you are going to live, but be what? A sacrifice. Amen. Amen. You are going to be what? A living sacrifice. Verse 2. One, go. And do not conform to the rudiments of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your, what you see, what you hear, what you feel are very important. Amen. There are some things you shouldn't read. The other day, now all of you look at me. The other day, something happened to me. I will confess to you. If you are then I was expecting a certain mail. The mail is local, so I'm searching through the spam and things. And then I saw something on the spam, the junk. And the heading looks nice. And I click what I saw. I said, I didn't want to leave the mouse. I want to watch. I think you can predict what I'm trying to talk about. You don't pay free access. And you are looking. Before you look, before you realize you are looking. So he said what? But the renewing of your mind. So what you read, what you watch, especially the young ones, and when you get at the age, at somebody like me at my age, sin is very, very easy because you can afford almost everything. And it is very, very risky. Affordability. Sin is so cheap for you. Sin has become very cheap for me. And that is where you should know that you can fall from what? Grace to what? Grass. But he said what? By the renewing of your mind. So, you have gospel music. You have your Bible. You read. Sometimes some of you, if you see that the whole day. Now listen to me. All of you look at me. When you see that the whole day you have been polluted. When you are going to put your audio Bible on your side of the bed and play till you sleep. And I'm telling you, sometimes your spirit will take some of the word. You wake up with a scripture. You wake up with singing. You wake up with meditation. You understand what I'm saying? Some of you try to do that. When you say that, you are polluted. When I say polluted, you understand? You when the whole day has been pollution. When you go pray, after you pray, leave your audio Bible and read Psalm 51, Psalm 91, Psalm 90, Psalm 119. Put it on. Program it on your phone. That's why you should get money. I pray that you get money and buy a good phone. And program it in the name of Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? And then renew. You say that you wake up energized. Amen. 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 So secondly, we shouldn't underrate any scenario. Are you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Like my sister, these days she prays a lot. So you should know that you have a prime target. Target. You have become a target. Can you imagine? He said today, they fire her. So she has to revenge. He has to retaliate. You have become a target. But when we pretend as if this thing doesn't happen, before you realize what to move, who two now were at a channel grand into me. Are you understand what I'm saying? You are a target because God is about to use you to do what? Something beautiful in this life. So you are a prime target. So tonight I don't want to go too far. Have you learned something? Are you sure? Are you sure? So when you look at the last life, when you look at the disciples, what they were supposed to have been doing, they stood and left and start questioning and start gossiping and start doing immature, consequential stuff. Then, when the time arises for them to use their strength, they have no strength. But I beseech you by the mercies of God that this is the time to gain access, to gain mastery, to gain strength, to have boldness, to have courage. Because the days that we are entering into it is becoming very, very evil. Do you realize that sometimes there were days that if you don't come to church, you can't stay at home. But these days you stay comfortably at home without nothing. But at first, when you don't come to church, you don't come to service. You understand? But now you relax and you go online. Media online. Hey. I'm not saying online is not good though, but online has its own disadvantage. Online. Before you realize online, and then online, and then before you say you are in line. Are you understand what I'm saying? And I charge you. Look, I want to look at all of your face. I pray for you. I bless you. I establish you in the name of Jesus. All of you here, your faith will not fail. Your faith will not fail. I have prayed for you. When I was coming, I was meditating from the afternoon. I said, God, what do you want my people? What do you want to tell your people? He said, pray for them. He said, teach them. He said, coach them. So these days when I get an opportunity, I'm going to coach you. I'm not going to push you. I'm going to coach you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to walk you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to embolden you. I'm going to give you the courage. Then he said, Chris, you have been there before, but you did well when you were at their stage. So coach them. All of you say, we resign and we enter. Tonight, I enter. Say, Lord, tonight, as I enter, I see you on your throne. Jesus, as I resign and enter, I see you lifted high above in the heavens, seated on the right hand of God the Father, interceding for me. Come, Lord Jesus, harvest my worship, harvest my praise, harvest my intent, harvest my thought in the name of Jesus. Harvest my thought in the name of Jesus. And look, all of you, look at me. Look into my eyes. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that you are established. You will be established. Your faith will not fail. Praise to Zechariah. My God, this year, in the name of Jesus, receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Now, some of you, you know, sometimes I can sit down 4 hours. I can sit down 5 hours. But that grace is coming to you. You sit down, especially maybe Friday holiday, or you don't. Some of you are going to wake up at 1 a.m. You sit and meditate up to 5 a.m. And you dress and go to work. And you don't feel sleepy because your loins are strengthened. Your loins are established in the name of Jesus. Now, all of you, look at me. Sometimes I go to the field. And when I go to the field, when this COVID came, I drive myself. Number one, all of you watch, listen. I drive myself. And when I get to the field, I put on my boots, I roll my sleeves, and I work in the field. And when I finish, I drive myself back. And sometimes I spend 1 hour, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 2 hours from Sawan to Accra. And the following day, you see me wake up 6 o'clock and I'm into the western region. And the next day, you see me to the north. And sometimes I ask myself, where do you get the strength? Where do you get the strength? That strength is coming to you. That strength is coming to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Sometimes I work throughout the week. And then Pastor Kojo will call me. Hey, Bishop. Charlie. Represent. When they say represent, I should come and preach. And then I come Friday night. Saturday, I have some other things. And then from 12, I don't sleep. The following day, I stay out the following day. I come to church and I preach and I go. And my body is still stronger. Then you ask yourself, where do you get the strength? You know why? Sometimes you have to be humble and say, Lord, help me. Sometimes you don't need to pray. Say, Lord, help me. All of you, I want you to raise up your two hands unto God. Say, Lord, help me. Say it 7 times. Say, Lord, help me. Now look on to Jesus. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, tonight, help me. So I ask for your strength. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, strengthen me in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes it's not pam. Just ask God, help me. You are confronted with a certain temptation. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, strengthen me. You see, some people think when you are under temptation, I pan your leg. No. I've seen people after this, they go and remove dross. I've seen it. Life. But when you stand, he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, did not consider his robbery to be equal with God. But what? Humble himself and came in the likeness of man, even as a bond servant, and offered himself as a propitiation for us. Even to the point of death. The death on the cross. And for this reason, and for this cause, has God highly exalted him. Humility. 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 Lord, help me. Lord, I need your help. I need your strength. I'm failing. Jesus, is that you? Let me come. Oh, Jesus, save me. Some of you, because you have walked on the waters, you feel too proud to say, Lord, I'm sinking. Save me. Tonight, I want somebody to close their eyes and lift up their right hand. Say, Lord, save me. Then begin to pray. Say, Lord, save me. Tell him something. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Say, Lord, save me. So, Lord, help me. I'm failing. I'm sinking. Lord, help me. Strengthen me. I come before your throne room that I receive grace. Have mercy. Renew my strength. give me my first love. Lord, give me my first love. I demand of you that you reestablish me. You reestablish me. My strength, my courage, my faith will not fail. In the name of Jesus. Librene ketastaya. Ma brondi ibahatusia. Le gre gre gre. Librastusibanda. That in the anesthesia, your word will quicken my spirit. When I hear your word, my quicken, my heart will quicken. In the name of Jesus. When I hear your word, my spirit will be elevated. When I hear your word, my heart will be gladdened. When I hear your word, I will stand up on my feet. When I hear your word, the joy of your spirit shall behold my eyes. In the name of Jesus, le brederian, la cruz de sepia, ma brederian, le ikrastosia. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, someone say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Libre esto zibaya. Le cre ina ikatastea. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will strengthen somebody. Can you stand up on your feet? Yeah, give us some strength. Give us some strength. I want all of you to close your eyes. And lift up your two hands unto God as a sign of surrender. I want everybody just, if you can't lift up the two, at least lift up one hand and close your eyes. I don't want to see any eye open. Yes, 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 yes. Gross the brain, just go ahead and talk to him. Just go ahead and talk to him. Just close your eyes. I don't want to see any eye open. Just go talk to God. Just talk to God. Just talk to God. Grace, grace, this is under. Yes, this is Brendel and Dale. Lord, the grace, this is be under. Yay! Yay! Le presto si chi andare. La grace, this is under. Yeah, kiss me. Say, Lord, strengthen me from my inner man. Strengthen me from my loins. Strengthen me from my thoughts. Strengthen me from my attitude. Strengthen me from my character. Strengthen me. Le prendere la, le prendere andare. La crosta si anda, le prendere andare. Le inda inda, la prata la babava. Le prendere le le le, la inda le 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 le. La prete che anda. Oh, sta si via. Oh, Jesus. La prekerele di. Jesus. Jesus. Just go ahead. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. I see you on your throne. I want everybody to tell him. Say Jesus. I see you on your throne. Just go ahead. Go ahead. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. I want everybody to say Jesus. Just go ahead and measure Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Yes, Jesus, le prendere yanda, le prendi andare yanda, la prendere andare yanda, le prendere yanda, le prendere yanda, la tere andare yanda, le prendere yanda, la ina ina, la prendere yanda, la increstasi, la prendere yanda, imanara babanda, iya babababanda, cross to sea.